Good morning. Welcome to Faith in the Morning. Something good is going to happen to you today, so expect miracles. Thank you for joining me today. Faith in the Morning exists to help you start your day with faith and encouragement. So thank you for adding us to your morning routine. This is going to be a great week for you. So go ahead and say out loud, put in the chat, say, this is going to be a great week for me. Come on, say out loud, put in the chat, say, this is going to be a great week for me. Come on, say out loud, put in the chat, say, this is going to be a great week for me. Yes, it will. So let's get started with our morning affirmation. It's our faith in morning confession, because we start our day saying what God says about us. It motivates us, it encourages us, it renews our mind, it helps us focus, and helps us release our faith. And we understand this principle that our lives follow our words, so we might as well say what God says about us. Amen. So say it with me. Say, I'm the salt of the earth. I'm the light of this world. Jesus said it, so I believe it. I'm a carrier of the glory of God. Today, I will experience the extreme goodness of God. Today, I make myself available for God to show his goodness to others through me. Today, I'm increasing in influence. Today, I will see the goodness of God in my life. Today, something good is going to happen to me, so I expect miracles. Praise God. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 2. One of the things we started last week is reminding ourselves who we are in Christ, and reminding ourselves the important principle of not seeing us outside of Christ. Because once you're born again, you're not outside of Christ, you're in Christ. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives on the inside of you. He's giving life to your body. And when you're born again, the Holy Spirit recreated you, and you are a new creation in Christ Jesus. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And everything you are flows from who God says you are. Everything you are flows from his love for you. So let's look at that today in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy — this word rich, abundant overflow in mercy. Like, well, how rich in mercy is God? You know, used this example last week talking about DuckTales. You can talk about Uncle Scrooge is mega rich. He has a whole money bin full of rich. That is mega rich. God is more than mega rich in mercy for you. So go ahead and say out loud, put in the chat, say, God is mega rich in mercy for me. Come on, say out loud, put in the chat, say, God is mega rich in mercy for me. Come on, say out loud, put in the chat, say, God is mega rich in mercy for me. But God, who is rich in mercy — why is he mega rich in mercy? Because of his great love with which he loved us. Not just a little bit of love. His great love which he loved us. So say out loud, put in the chat, say, God loves me greatly. Come on, say out loud, put in the chat. Yes, I have you saying extra stuff on this Monday morning. Say out loud, put in the chat, say, God loves me greatly. Come on, say out loud, put in the chat, say, God loves me greatly. One more time, say out loud, put in the chat, say, God loves me greatly. Because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. You see what God wants to do in your life? He wants to show how rich he is in mercy and how rich he is in grace in your life. Why? Because he loves you. When you made that decision to put your faith in Jesus, notice what happened. You identify with who you are in Christ. What are we saying? That, as we see in other scriptures too, and we do this physically through the act of water baptism, but we say, when Jesus died, we died. But when God raised him from the dead, he raised us from the dead. And guess what happened when you were born again? It says he made us sit together with Christ in the heavenly places. Ephesians 1 and Ephesians 2 is very clear in this, that our position in Christ is at the right hand of God. So, you know, when you're praying for someone today, don't see yourself as someone so far and far away from the heavenly Father. No. You're seated in Christ Jesus at the right hand, making your request in him. See yourself that way today. See yourself as a recipient of great mercy. See yourself as a recipient of great love. See yourself as a recipient of great kindness. See yourself as a recipient of great grace, because that's who you really are. And God wants to show off in your life. Your Heavenly Father is a show off. He wants to show off his goodness in your life. He wants to show off his love in your life. He wants to show off his kindness in your life. He wants to show off his grace in your life. He wants to show off his mercy in your life. And so as he shows off in your life today, make sure you share with others. We're out of time for today. Know that something good is going to happen to you. Expect miracles. Make sure you read today's newsletter and share it with others. Let's share this faith in the morning so more people can start their day with faith in the morning. Share the devotional, share the newsletter, share the podcast. We're already reaching so many people. We're going to reach even more, and more people can be encouraged to do what God has called them to do and live the life God has for them. I love you so much. Thank you for starting your day with faith in the morning. I'll see you next time. God bless.